Was he still in Florida?
I don't know.
Because I remember his dream was always to move to Costa Rica.
Right. I think he did for a brief amount of time and then came back. Because he was like, you know, how he was going to, you know, not have to pay for anything. He was going to, you know, it was going to be so much cheaper down there. And
yeah, live like a king.
Yeah, well, not so much.
The Ant Monkey Dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah, had an interesting weekend.
Oh, really?
We went mattress shopping.
Oh?
For the kid.
Oh, okay.
That's
for your bedroom.
Well, we wound up getting one for that, too. But...
Oh.
My first mistake was going to a actual mattress store.
Yeah.
Where I walked in and the dude came running over to me and I stopped him and I said, look, I don't need you right now.
Yeah.
Like, let me try out the beds. And if I have a question, I'll come get you. And he was like, okay, that's fine. He stood over in the corner. Lay down on a bed. What do you think of that one?
Were you the only ones in the store?
No.
Nope. Oh, good. So he's like yelling at you.
Yes. So, okay. So I was like, eh, it's all right. And he was like, well, come over here. This one's on sale. I said, okay, what's it on sale for? $2,400. And I said, okay, first of all, we need to talk about two things. One, I told you not to bother me. Two,
right.
That's not my budget. Let me look around at what I want to look at, and then I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Lay down another bed. What do you think of that one? So I'm like, motherfucker, come on. So I was like, and I turned around and I said, I'll let you know when I find something I like.
Right.
Okay. Lay down another bed. Can I just give you some advice on how to choose a bed? I'm like, no. No, you can't. Leave me alone. So I was like, I turned to my wife and I was like, all right, let's go. We're done. I'm not going to fucking sit here and deal with this anymore. So I said to her, you head out the door. And for some reason, stupid me was like, I'm just going to say that we looked around, didn't find anything, instead of just leaving.
Okay.
And I don't know why I did it, but I fucking did it anyway. And got... Oh, but come here. Let me tell you about this, the delivery, and let me tell you about this, and let me tell you about that. I was like, dude, I see what you have here. I'm good right now. If I need anything, I'll be back. Okay, well, you can just come because I'm here like 5 days a week, and you can come and ask for. I was like, do they whip you in the back if somebody walks out? Like,
no,
is
it commission?
Well, but I mean, it's like it feels like when. I don't remember what show it was on, but there was, I think at the height of the reality TV show, there was like one about selling cars and
okay.
How they would get in trouble if somebody walked off the lot without buying a car.
Wow.
And that's what it felt like. It really felt like he was going to get punished for me leaving without buying a mattress.
So this poor guy lost his job because you're being a douche.
Well,
wouldn't listen to the proper way to lie on a mattress and decide if you liked it.
Possibly. But I don't care.
Probably went home and killed himself.
No.
Cat's eating his eyeball right now.
So then I was like, look, everything for the kid in that store was like $700. And I'm not spending $700 on a mattress.
That she's going to outgrow.
That she's going to outgrow. And we're going to have to buy another one. So I was like, we're driving back. And I said, let's stop at Big Lots. Because Big Lots sells some mattresses. Let's just see what they have for her. We walk in, and the walk into the furniture part, and some dude comes walking up. And I'm like, son of a bitch. And he walks past, and he turns, and he goes, if you need anything, let me know. Thank you.
And that was it?
And he walked away.
Wow.
So the kid sits on one of the things, on one of the mattresses, and she sits on the other, and she goes, I like this one better.
Okay.
And there was no price on it, so I called the dude back over, and I said, how much for that? And he said whatever the price was. And I said, okay. And he goes, if you want it, let me know. We got some in the back. We'll take it out to your car or whatever. I said, fine. Mm-hmm. He goes walking away. And then my wife, who was over by the other mattresses, says, hey, come here. I go walking over there, and she goes, isn't this the bed that we saw over at the other place? And I look at it, and I'm like, yeah, that is. And I look at the price. It's like a third of what they were selling at the mattress.
Of course.
Store. So I go walking back over to the guy, and I was like, this is going to sound like a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. They're new mattresses, right? They're not like repurposed. They were in the back in the moldy room, and they just put plastic on it. Like, they're brand new mattresses, right? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. I just bought one from here. And I don't know if that was a line, but the dude had been up front with me up until then.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, cool. Can you hold it until I go get my truck? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. We can do whatever you want. So we wound up buying a mattress because the dude was super cool.
Yeah.
So for a third of the price, and we got two beds for everybody. We got beds for everybody for the price, less than a price of one of the ones at the mattress store.
Right.
And it's funny because I always used to make fun of people buying mattresses at Big Lots.
Right.
Because I was like, how good could they be? Blah, blah, blah. Like, there's always people outside tying mattresses to the roof of their cars and shit.
Right.
And so I'm standing there and I'm tying it onto the roof of the car. And my wife is just laughing at me. And she goes, really? Really? You're not gonna say anything about the fact that you used to make fun of people? It's like, shut up. Leave me alone. So. But it's a very comfortable bed. I'm very happy.
Oh, good.
So, that was my exciting weekend.
Wow.
I adulted a lot. We did a lot of adulting.
Now, did you go back to the mattress shop and say, hey, by the way, asshole?
No.
Oh. I would have.
No, because he's already been fired. So.
Well, he's probably like sitting outside crying still. I go, hey, dummy. Look what's on my truck. Yeah, guess what? I bought two. Could have been you.
If you had just left me alone.
Yep.
And I'm not opposed to paying a decent price for a decent mattress.
Right.
But half of that is leaving me the fuck alone when I tell you to leave me alone.
Right.
So whatever. They lose out. We got a deal.
It's well, good.
Yeah.
And how'd you get him in the house?
Well, the kid's bed was easy.
Yeah.
So our bed, I said to my wife, I was like, look, you understand that there's nobody to help us do this. Like, when we moved, my friend Scott from work came over and helped with all the heavy shit and got the beds up the thing.
Yeah.
Because you come up the stairs. First, you have to, you turn right when you come in the front door, and then you have to turn left to go up the stairs. So there's a little landing for the stairs, and then you go up the 12 stairs, and when you get to the top, there's a wall on the right, and on the left, there's about waist high, there's a little, I guess it's not a rail, but it's like a half wall, almost.
Okay.
To keep you from falling over and down the stairs. So, to get the mattresses up the stairs when we moved into the house, Scott and I had to lift it kind of over that thing and bend part of the mattress down and kind of push it over. So I was like, this is going to suck with just the two of us. And then for some reason, as we went up the stairs, there's a bathroom that's straight across from the stairs. So I said, well, what if we put it, let's go straight into the bathroom. And we went straight into the bathroom, and I was able to turn it enough to go right down the hall.
Okay.
And I was like, son of a bitch, if only I'd known this fucking 4 months ago.
Right.
So it was fairly easy to get them into the house.
Oh, that's good.
This time.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
And then you've obviously got a mattress to throw away.
No, that's going in the guest room.
Oh, okay.
So now we have a bed in the guest room.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever. It's some whatever. Excitement in an otherwise dull existence. Whatever.
Aww.
It's okay.
Is it? Okay. I won't be totally upset then.
So, did you watch Walking Dead last night?
I did.
What did you think of it?
I kind of was almost expecting it to be a dream sequence at some point.
Yeah.
Where it's just Rick and Michonne going at it. Killing some zombies. Going at it again.
Yeah, well, the power of boners is strong.
I guess.
I'm a little tired of the scene setting stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I wish they would just get on with it.
Yeah.
The current theory that I have is that Michonne is pregnant.
Oh God.
I kind of feel like that's why she froze. And that's when she thought Rick was dead. And that's why she was like, look, I can't lose you.
Oh, okay.
Cause she knows that she's with child.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my theory that it's going to come out and I don't know if she'll lose the baby or they'll have another baby or whatever. But that it kind of feels like they're bracing for that.
Oh, okay. Interesting theory.
And I, you know, after that, it was just like, can we just like get on with it? Do we need a 10-minute scene where they're sitting around eating MREs?
Right. And saying they're good.
Yeah. 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 So I don't know. I didn't watch Talking Dead because
I just stopped and
super fan was on it.
Yeah. Nicole Brown, Yvette Nicole Brown.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Something like that.
Simpson. Yeah.
And I can't take her anymore with her little notebook and like looking through everything. So I was just like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to bed.
It was an interesting episode.
Yeah.
I'm really not understanding the junkyard people.
Neither do I.
It's like, so how long has it been since the apocalypse?
And why do you talk that way?
Well, and why do you talk that way? But it's like, so when did you color your hair last that it still hasn't grown out? Yeah. And the stupid bullshit where like they're negotiating back and forth. Well, we brought you a bunch of guns. Not enough. More. Like, can you complete a sentence?
Well, that's what pissed me off about, like, the first time we met them was, like, guns. Lots. Go.
Yeah.
And it's like, you talk weird. Why talk like that?
She's an Indian. You in heap big trouble, mister. White man. Yeah, I mean, they just irritate the hell out. Although I did think the comment she made about when they were negotiating on how many guns he was going to take. And she goes, 9. And the cat.
Yeah.
Like the cat was so important to her to get that thing back.
Well, it was weird that he took that in the first place.
Well, it was to replace the other cat.
What other cat?
She got a cat from the diner that had in one of the towns, there was like a little diner they went into and it was infested. And there was like a photo of somebody.
Oh.
Was it a photo of the mother?
Yeah.
Of Carl's mother?
Yes.
And then wasn't there a cat sculpture thing there that they grabbed?
I don't remember.
Oh.
But that sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay.
Okay. Because I never understood that anyway. And then he was like, no cat. And then he somehow went from 9 guns to 20.
To 20. Well, I think that was like, you know, screw you.
Yeah.
You want 10? 20. And it was great how she kept trying to, like, get him to take less. And he just kept going. It's like 10. 6. 10.
Well, and as much as I don't like Rosita right now.
Yeah.
Like, she had a point of, like, let's just go and take the guns. Fuck this.
Right.
But I guess he understood, like, I guess he wants the numbers when they go to fight Negan or whatever. But Tara's going to sell out the Seaside people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as you do.
Well,
I'll keep your secret.
Sell everybody out.
I'll keep your secret for a minute.
Yeah. If you're interested, you can buy a replica of Michonne's old cat on Etsy.
Really?
Yes.
For how much?
It says it was already sold.
Yeah. Let's say what it was sold for?
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's what it was. Michonne's comment was, I can't leave this behind. It's too damn gorgeous. And then it was like in her cell at the prison.
Oh, okay.
So there you have it.
Michonne's rainbow cat. Okay. I gotcha.
Now they need to make an action figure that the cat comes with.
That's so weird.
Well, everything about it's weird. Yeah, I don't know. It was an odd episode. I thought it was weird that Tara was unloading in front of the baby.
Yeah.
And I just wanted the baby to, like, look at her and go, fuck you!
I mean, okay, I remember that, and it wasn't too long ago when they were, when the wall fell down and there were zombies throughout Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl had to hide Judith under his
poncho covered in guts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was still a little kid. Like, she was still a baby.
Yeah, and now she's like 3.
And now she's a toddler, and it's like that, no, uh-uh. The kid doesn't grow that fast. Like, what the fuck, man? So, I don't know what they're doing, like, liberty-wise, but, like, oh, we're just going to age them out.
Well, could be. I mean, maybe they're getting to the point where they know they're going to need an actress in that part.
Maybe. Maybe. But, yeah, I wasn't a huge fan. I thought, eh, it's all right.
Yeah. I mean,
it is what it is.
Yeah, I thought it was weird when Rosita, like, takes off and goes back to Hilltop.
Yeah.
And she's there with Sasha. And I really wanted her to say something like, well, you know, you've got another show anyway, so you're going to die soon, so.
Well, that's if CBS ever gets Star Trek off the ground.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now they're saying fall. It was supposed to be airing, like, this month, last month.
Yeah, they're a little behind.
Yeah.
They're a little behind. So you think Rosita and Sasha are going to go out on their own and try to kill Negan, and then they both die?
We could only hope.
Because, I mean, like I told you, they came out with the new line of action figures where you get a Rosita head on a stick. So.
Yeah, I mean, Sasha's story's pretty much done.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot for her to do. I mean, she's lost her brother. She lost multiple boyfriends.
Yep.
It's time for her to go. And she's got another gig. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, how much longer are you going to draw this out?
Yeah. And as far as Rosita, she's just so fucking annoying now.
Yeah.
That you just, like, I was rooting for the zombie to eat her last night in the house. Like, it would have been
flowers,
great.
Flowers, Rosita. Look, yeah, at the flowers.
It would have been great if she picked up the gun and it was a fake gun and then another zombie came out and bit her in the neck.
Oh, there you go.
Like, that would have been awesome. Like, yeah. But no, we have to deal with her fucking marching the hilltop and giving Sasha the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is, I guess. I mean, I'm sure there's plans for them, but somebody needs to die soon. And I think, like, in last night's episode, there was, I think Rick was hinting at the fact that, like, more people are going to die. He was like, look, we're going to lose people.
Sure.
And I hope that means that, like, we get some fresh blood in here, because I mean, when it's not Daryl and a couple of the others, it just gets real fucking boring.
Yeah. Well, and they did things like, you know, oh no, we're up on the roof and the ceiling collapsed.
Yeah.
Saw that before.
Yeah.
Where there was a huge stockpile of food inside the building.
Yep.
It's like, are you running out of ideas?
I guess they're like, they write themselves into a corner and they're like, well, shit, we got rid of all their food.
Yeah.
How do we get them new food?
Right, right.
I mean, they could just not mention it. You know, because you never hear about them going to the bathroom or, like, taking showers or any of that shit, so.
You know, and I was thinking that, too, and it's like, you know, that whole earth must stink. It must be freaking disgusting.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all the times that if this was a real world, that, like, Rick has killed the zombie in the denim jacket with the fur collar that he wears all the time.
Yes.
Like how many times has there been other people's blood on that? He just keeps wearing it.
Yeah.
They're not very hygienic.
No.
But on the other side, did you watch Arrow?
I did.
Okay. I think Arrow had one of the best twists that they've had in a really, really long time in this past episode. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Who is Prometheus? Did you not watch that one?
Yeah. It's the one where he gives himself up.
Who?
Arrow.
Yeah, where at the Oliver. End where Oliver makes Green Arrow, like, public enemy number one. Yeah.
Yes.
And it turns out that Prometheus is actually Adrian Chase, the DA.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who's supposed to be Vigilante?
Yes.
I was sitting up here watching the episode, and Vigilante shows up and starts fighting Prometheus, and Prometheus knocks him off the wall and pulls his mask off, and it's the dude that everybody thought was Vigilante. And it's like, whoa, what the hell? And I actually was like, what the hell? And I heard from downstairs, I was like, what's the matter? I was like, nothing. But like actually made me say that, which doesn't normally happen. Usually you can see things coming a mile away.
Right, they're telegraphed. Yeah. Yeah.
But this was actually really, really well done.
Hmm.
And now who the hell is fucking Vigilante?
Right.
You know, so I walk downstairs, and of course, Adrian Chase is the guy, the actor Josh is the guy that my wife grew up with.
Yeah.
So I turned to her and I said, hey, Josh is the big bad guy on Arrow this season. And she was like, well, we knew that. I said, no, we knew he was a bad guy, but he's the main bad guy.
Yes.
He's not the guy that we thought he was. And she was like, wow. And I said, but that's usually bad news for him.
Yeah.
And she goes, what do you mean? I said, that means he's only going to last a season. Because they have a way of getting rid of those actors. And it's not like a big bad in the way that a Malcolm Merlyn or a Damian Dark. Like, he's probably not going to end up on Legends of Tomorrow. or one of those other shows.
Right.
Like this feels like Prometheus feels like a very personal Arrow villain that's going to stay on Arrow and probably die on Arrow. So, I don't know. We'll see. I guess that means my visits to the set will never happen.
Well, it's not going to... Well, they're not going to reveal who Vigilante is until next season.
You know, no, they'll reveal it this season.
No, they won't.
Vigilante? Because
in an article that just came out 6 hours ago,
uh-huh,
entitled Arrow, Why It's a Good Thing We Must Wait Until Season 6 to Discover Vigilante's Identity...
Yeah, but is that real or is that just speculation?
No, that's according to the executive producer, Mark Guggenheim.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
That'd
be weird that they don't pay that off though.
Well, so according to moviepilot.com,
yeah,
before they can reveal Vigilante, Oliver needs to learn the identity of Prometheus.
Right.
Oliver needs to save Susan.
Okay.
Oliver needs to bring down Prometheus.
Right.
Oliver and the team need to put their lives back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Nah.
So anyway, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Well, maybe like, because it's clearly Josh Segarra's voice in Vigilante. Like when
maybe he has a twin.
Well, and that's what I said to my wife. I said maybe he's playing twins. Maybe one brother took the identity of Prometheus, the other took Vigilante.
Right.
And they're fighting over who gets to kill Arrow.
Ah, interesting.
Will they do that? I don't know.
Could he be both? Did you ever see them together?
Yeah, in this last episode.
Oh.
They fight. I mean, the one real reason why I think it's twins is when they had the very special episode of Arrow about gun control.
Yeah.
Adrian Chase gets shot.
Right.
And when when Vigilante shows up later in the episode, he's not using the arm that he got injured in, or that Adrian Chase got injured in. So was that a red herring as like, you think it's Vigilante, but next episode you're going to find out that you're absolutely wrong?
Right.
Or is it like twins? Is it like, what was that movie? The Prestige?
Yes.
Where it was twins and they would take over each other's identities and stuff?
Yes.
Maybe it's that.
Mm.
You know, maybe one gets shot in the arm and the other one's got to go shoot himself in the arm just so it all matches.
Oh, just so it matches. Oh. Interesting.
I mean, that'd be ripping off a halfway decent movie, so.
Yeah, but, you know.
I wouldn't put it past the Arrow writers.
Right. Interesting.
But, yeah, I feel like they're finally back on their stride. I feel like we're past all the crap of the past couple seasons where nothing made sense and
right.
The entire backstory was to tell the story of the death of a child.
Mm-hmm. Like
that one season.
Yes.
With Katana. Yeah, I think we're finally past that. I think they've figured this formula out finally. And they need to pass that shit on to the writers over at Flash, because Flash is getting on my nerves.
Did you not like Attack on Gorilla City? It looked like a bad remake of the 300.
Where do I start? Okay, so...
go ahead.
So, did we discuss the first part of that two-parter?
I don't remember.
We might have. So the end of the first episode is this promise that Grodd is going to lead an entire army of super powered sentient gorillas into our universe and take over Central City.
Right.
And that lasts for all of maybe 4 minutes of screen time.
Yes.
So you have an hour of this drama crap over HR and Harry not getting along, and like just little bits and pieces here and there of like the gorillas approaching the city. And I don't know who's doing continuity, but the
continuity,
but the shot, yeah, the shot coming from the gorilla's point of view of Central City.
Yep.
Looks nothing like any of the other establishing shots they've ever done for Central City. Nowhere does it look remotely close. Like Central City is on water because there was that big tidal wave thing a couple of years ago.
Right.
This one looks like it's sitting in the middle of a forest, and it's like,
well,
what the fuck is going on? And I understand they're using established characters, but Savitar is the speedster, and Salivar is the gorilla leader.
Yes.
And if you're not paying attention, you hear, oh, we brought Salazar or Salivar. And it's like, they brought, yes, Savitar. No, wait, what? It was just really weird that they would choose that name in a season where they already have
a name that sounds just like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're doing. I know they had a stellar first season and they can't recover.
Yeah.
They just can't live back up to that.
And I think the whole alternate reality timeline stuff is starting to confuse even them.
What do you mean?
Just that they're running out of ideas that make sense. So now we have an episode where HR and Harry are at odds, but they're the same person.
Well, they're from two different Earths.
They're from, yes, exactly.
Well,
but they're like, oh, this will be funny. You know, and the whole thing with Ramon's girlfriend, Gypsy.
Yeah.
It's like, so somehow Gypsy accidentally brought Grodd and his army to their Earth.
Well, she was being brainwashed, apparently.
Yeah, but she was on that, she was conveniently on that other Earth to, wasn't she looking for another bail jumper kind of thing?
Another breacher, yeah.
Yeah.
But come on, we got a really cool cameo from Accelerated Man.
Sure.
No, he didn't like that.
It was okay. It was just okay.
I mean, it's just the Flash in a different... I mean, Grant Gustin wasn't playing it, but Accelerated Man is just the Flash.
Right. Yeah. And Flash and Iris got engaged.
Yeah.
So it'll be much sadder when she dies.
The best thing they could do is kill her off.
Think so?
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't know what to do with her.
No, they don't.
And right now, she's just getting in the way.
Well, it's another Sam and Diane dilemma. If you remember Cheers, where like the first few seasons of Cheers was an old TV show that took place in a bar. And Ted Danson starred in it. Anyway.
You mean the guy from CSI?
Yes, the guy from CSI, okay, when he had dark hair.
Right.
But the whole premise of it was this tenuous will-they-won't-they relationship between Sam and one of his barmaids, Diane. And then when they finally did it, the whole show went down the toilet.
Well, that's usually how it goes. Usually once you get the two people together.
Yeah, so I don't see any reason to bring Iris and Barry together unless one of them is going to die, and it's called Flash, not Reporter.
It's not called Iris?
It's not called Iris, no.
You know, it starts the next week, and she's like, my name is Iris West, and I am the slowest woman alive.
I could see them doing something like that.
See, I think it would be interesting. I don't know what Grant Gustin's contract is like, but if they did something
to replace him,
well, no, not to replace him, but I don't know how much you know of the comic book Flash, but in the comic books, he dies. Barry Allen dies and gets replaced by Wally West. So since there's a Wally on the show, it would be really ballsy for them to start a season where you start out and Barry is dead and he doesn't show up for like a lot of the episodes until towards the end and something happens and he comes back.
Right.
I don't know if the kid that plays Wally is strong enough to carry the show, but it would be an interesting experiment in superhero television if you just got rid of the main character for a while. Because it felt like they were going to do that last season where he was in the machine.
Right.
And he gets ripped apart and goes into the Speed Force. And it would have been cool if they had done a couple of episodes before he came back and you found out what was going on. But they're all scared. They're all like, well, we can't do that because what if people stop watching?
Hmm.
Don't be a big baby. Just fucking do it.
Yeah. Well, we do have the big musical episode coming up.
Yeah. Let's have stunt casting. Let's do something that's been done before.
Well, the funny thing is, the new villain is Darren Criss, who was on Glee with Melissa Benoist, who is Kara-El.
Right.
In Supergirl, and Grant Gustin, who's Barry on Flash.
Right.
And you have all these musical theater people in the cast.
Well, and that's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing it, because I think it was on Aisha Tyler's podcast. She was interviewing Jesse L. Martin, and they were talking about all the people that could sing, and she was like, maybe you guys should do a musical episode. And he was like, well, I think they're kicking that around.
Right.
And it was like, no, don't, please. Like it's not going to get done well. And I don't want to see superheroes singing.
You don't?
No.
But it also is the episode where Terry Hatcher is the new bad guy on Supergirl. No Terry Hatcher fan?
Not really.
Really?
I mean, just of her boobs, but...
Yeah.
I understand they want to pay respect to what came before, and that means Dean Cain and all that shit.
Who got fat.
Yeah.
Fatter than the last time we saw him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Well,
you know. Good things happen to good people, I guess.
Yeah. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think it's going to be insanely campy and sure, why not?
Well, it can't be anything other than camp.
Right.
Which I'll... Is it going to be... So do we know if that's going to be on Supergirl or is that going to be on The Flash?
It starts on Supergirl and ends on The Flash.
Oh, it's another crossover?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, whatever. Sure.
Yes.
I'll watch it. I guess that means I have to watch Supergirl too.
It won't kill you. It'll just make you stronger.
It's an hour of my life I don't get back, though.
Oh, maybe you will. Maybe you will.
Maybe.
Maybe you'll watch it and then somebody will knock on the door. Wait a minute. Does it happen? Oh, no. I was going to say, does it happen on... the end of Daylight Savings Time? Then you get your hour back?
Yeah, no.
But no, we're going the opposite direction.
Yeah, we lose an hour.
Yeah. So you'd really be losing 2 hours. So, just imagine that.
Yay?
Yay. Uh-huh. So you know how every so often we talk about movies that just don't have to be made?
Yeah.
Well, they're working on a remake of one of my favorite Goldie Hawn movies.
Wait.
Overboard.
I was just going to guess that. Okay.
Were you? Overboard, this time starring Anna Faris.
Oh, let me guess. Is Chris Pratt going to be the handyman?
No. No, it's Eugenio Derbez. I have no idea who that guy is.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Eugenio Derbez.
Can you spell that first name?
Yeah.
Is it E-U?
E-U-G-E-N-I-O. Last name D-E-R-B-E-Z.
Okay, I got it.
But this version of it is going to be role reversal. It's going to be him who falls off of his yacht.
Oh.
And then she convinces him that she's his wife.
He's also announced to be Speedy Gonzalez in the Speedy Gonzalez movie.
Oh, is it live action?
I don't know. Maybe the voice? I don't know.
Riba, riba.
He has been in such wonderful pieces of work as Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Hopefully as a voice.
Fuck, where'd it go? Store owner.
Oh. Okay.
He was in something in 2006 called TV the Movie.
Okay. So saying that they don't have a lot of faith in this movie even before they've started to produce it?
I guess not. He was in a TV series called Rob.
Rob?
Wherever he is from.
Did he play the father of Rob Schneider in that horribly offensive show?
He played Hector.
Well,
I don't know.
Rob Schneider had a sitcom for like 2 minutes where he was married to a Latino woman, and it was his trying to get along with his Latino in-laws. So I wonder if that was it.
Well, I think his father-in-law was probably Cheech Marin, because that's the other big name in that one.
Oh, he was the brother.
Okay.
Yes.
So most of the stuff that he's been in, obviously, is from Mexico, so... he's producing Overboard as well.
Okay.
That
would be why.
And at the same time, he's also producing a movie called How to Be a Latin Lover.
Okay.
And Speedy Gonzalez.
He's producing Speedy Gonzalez?
As well as the only person on the cast at this point. It's going to be an animated film based on the Speedy Gonzalez cartoons. Is anybody asking for Speedy Gonzalez?
No.
Because, I mean, at this point, isn't it a racist stereotype?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, maybe he'll meet Pepe Le Pew. We'll offend the Mexicans and the French.
So speaking
of... What does it matter? They hate us all anyway now, so what's it matter?
I know. Speaking of offended people...
Yes?
What's your take on the whole Beauty and the Beast controversy?
If people don't think that there are gay Disney characters yet, they're just not paying attention.
So my favorite part of the story was that people were like, I guess in Russia, they're saying that it's an adults-only movie.
Sure.
And
because the underlying current of the woman having a relationship with an animal isn't really offensive, but it's the fact that one character is gay.
Right. So, is it Josh Gad's character?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not like he's the main character. It's not like, you know, it's not like he's coming up to the camera and saying, hey, kids, you know what's really fun? If a boy sucks another boy's dick. You know, it's not turning people gay.
But that's what the action figure says when you pull the string. Yay, yeah, kids.
Yeah, but it sounds weirdly like Olaf.
I like warm hugs, yeah. And other warm things dripping off my chin.
He shot a hole right through me. But it's not like the message of the movie is to make people gay.
It's not?
No, it's not. It's,
you sure?
Yes.
Really?
But okay, here's the thing. Even if it was, even if this movie, by watching it, turns kids gay, which it can't because you can't turn somebody gay. Even if it did that, what fucking business is it of anybody else's?
Well, I just don't want to see that on the movie screen.
Whatever. Whatever.
It's horrible. Horrible. I just can't believe they're going to, like, subject our children to this. Disgusting. Just disgusting.
Look. The whole song about Gaston is about what a manly man he is and how everybody...
Well, and have you seen that part of the movie yet? Because
no.
It seems like they've released the entire movie as clips before the damn movie's even opened.
No.
It's like, God, I wonder what happens at the end. Oh, well, if you go here.
Well, I mean, it seems to be an almost shot-for-shot remake of the animated one.
Yeah, so it's like, why bother? So,
yeah. And now they're doing a live-action Lion King.
Yes.
Which is an oxymoron, isn't it? Aren't all the animals going to be CG anyway?
Well, it's like they just did the live-action Jungle Book.
But at least that's got Mowgli in it. At least they can say, look, there's a human character in it.
Yeah.
Lion King, you can't have a live-action Lion King. You can have a CGI animated Lion King and a traditional animated Lion King.
Yeah.
But you can't have a live-action Lion King.
I just want to see James Earl Jones dressed up as a lion.
Is he coming back for the...
He's coming back to play Mufasa.
Okay.
And Donald Glover is going to be...
Simba?
What's his name? Simba, yes.
Okay, I can kind of see that.
Can you?
Are they getting Nathan Lane back to be Timon?
No. He's walked away from that many years ago.
Oh. So that he can be Effley Bailey at the O.J. Simpson TV show?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. He's got a much bigger career now, so he's got to put that aside.
That and all his guest spots on Modern Family?
Yes, as Pepper.
As Pepper. Yeah. Did you see last week's episode of Modern Family?
Yeah.
With the clown?
Yes. Yes.
There's episodes of Modern Family that make me laugh so hard I think I'm going to pee myself.
Some of it's brilliant. It really is.
I don't know how, like, people get together and write that shit, but it is fucking funny.
But you know something that bugs the hell out of me?
What?
Is Phil Dunphy's fucking commercial career. You're a goddamn imaginary character. Why are you the spokesperson for Realtor.com?
And he's a bumbling idiot.
Yes.
Like, it's not like he's the smartest realtor in the world. They've made fun of the fact that he is, like, third best realtor all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that either.
That just bugs the hell out of me.
I mean, good on Ty Burrell for getting the work.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
You know, but, yeah.
But does he have another character? Or is that all he's capable of?
Well, I mean, he was like Mr. Peabody. And he's done like voice work and shit before.
Yeah. I suppose. He's in Finding Dory.
He was actually in, if you want to see a different side to him, he was actually in Black Hawk Down.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, half of fucking Hollywood was in that movie, but like... He actually plays like a serious character, so.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear what your take on the whole Beauty and the Beast thing was, because I think it's fucking ridiculous.
I think it's stupid. It's like, that's what you're going to dwell on, is that there's a gay character, not that she's probably going to have sex with a wildebeest.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Bestiality, that's fine. But the second that you say, and like, I'm sure it's going to be some throwaway line about how he's in love with Gaston or something.
Well, no, it's his song, Gaston, where he's idolizing the boyfriend. That's really it.
Oh, is it? That's all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently in the finale, you see him dancing with another man.
Ooh.
Like, oh my God. Yeah.
Not another man. People need to grow up.
Well, that's
although
not...
I guess we don't have
to. Have you seen the news?
Yeah, I know. Another travel ban.
Yeah.
You got all your shit in order in case you come back with a nice tan?
Yeah. If they let us back. Well, if they let us out. You know, now that they're going to make us get visas for traveling Europe, it's like, crap.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
So, well, it's towards the end of the show, so I guess we can get a little political.
Yes.
I don't understand how Trump is being left to his own devices and can say whatever the fuck he wants to say. This whole bullshit with Obama wiretapping Trump Towers.
Yes. Like, and because of that, we're going to investigate this. Really? This whole Russian thing you don't care about. But this bullshit lie about wiretapping Trump Tower, we gotta put people on that problem.
Which apparently didn't come from any credible source.
Well, none of his shit comes from credible source.
It came from an alt-right news douchebag that has like a local cable access show or something.
Right. And do you really think that if Trump's offices were bugged, he's so stupid that he wouldn't have known about it? With all of his dealings, do you not think that he's somehow going to be aware that somebody's listening in?
Yeah, I know. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because Obama was born in Kenya. You know, he's not even American.
Yeah.
It's horrible. You know, I think he's Muslim. Yeah. Yeah. There's a thing on NPR this evening where they were talking about how much money the Trump sons are costing the government by traveling, you know, to do business.
Well, and every time that Trump goes down to his estate in Florida,
Mar-a-Lago.
It's $3 million.
Yeah.
What happened to when he got elected and he said, oh, I'm not going to take any vacations. I'm going to be in the White House more than any other president.
Was that before he decided that he didn't want to live in the White House?
Well, probably.
You know, when he was down here, God help me for saying this, but when he was in Crime Hills visiting the school,
yeah,
I was hoping for a drive-by. Just please, please, somebody, anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yay, America.
It's a weird fucking time we're living in.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know anymore, like, what to even tell my kid.
Try not to.
I try not to, but she hears shit in school. And then I have to, like, mount a defense of why I think the opposite of what everybody in her school says.
Right.
It's really fucked up.
Right. Well, it's interesting. There's an article on a website called alternet.org. From last November, right after the election, and it's called "The Dark Rigidity of Fundamentalist Rural America," and basically the sum of it is that not only do rural Americans not understand the causes of their own situations, but they have no interest in finding out.
Right.
They just want to be ignorant. You know, they see these, you know, these shithole towns that are falling apart and they've got broken down homes and all this stuff. And they don't understand that, you know, there might be a way you could try to fix this shit. But it's somebody else's fault.
Well, and all the bullshit of before the election when they were going to all those small West Virginia towns.
Yep.
And it was like, well, nobody here works because all the jobs closed. Well, maybe you should take it upon yourself to go learn a new skill.
Yes.
You know, if
coal mining's coming back.
If everything is going towards solar, learn how to install the solar panels. You're not underground. The pay is probably better.
Yep.
Like, do something. Don't fucking blame it on progress just because you don't want to work. I get so fucking sick of that shit.
Yep. Well, these are the same people who, like, you know, carry their Bible around and wear their, you know, their dress shirts and ties and say everybody's a child of God.
Mm.
But they also believe that some of those children are more favorable than others. So it's like, well, it's very scary. It's very scary that this is what we've become.
Yes, I agree.
And, you know, now that Negan's in the White House.
I mean, we're really only one step away from him hitting people with baseball bats, right?
We're one step away from him blowing us up and it becoming the zombie future.
It's a fucking scary time.
Yep.
But what are we going to do?
Move to Costa Rica.
Yes. Pour some out for poor old Dick.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, well.
There you have it. Another depressing end to the show.
No, we can't end that way. We got to end on something good.
We do?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
You don't know?
I'm coming down to Florida.
Hey, you are.
I am.
That's exciting. Maybe I'll still be here.
You better be. Yeah, so probably not next week. We're going to have to discuss when we're going to record next week's show.
Oh, that's right.
So, but the week after that will be me and you in the same room. I know. It doesn't happen very often.
Right.
And when it does, it's mediocre. No, I'm kidding.
And there's a reason it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, so, and then John's going to go away for a while.
Yes,
The warrants have come out. John's got to go on the run.
Don't tell anybody.
John's living the high life.
Yes.
World traveler.
Globetrotting.
Globetrotting.
Like Meadowlark Lemon.
What happened to Meadowlark Lemon?
He's dead.
Is he?
I don't know. Curly Neal used to live in Orlando.
Did he?
Yeah, I saw him once or twice.
At the post office?
Actually at a country club.
Oh, John in the country club, excuse me.
Yeah, I was working.
Oh. Parking cars?
Yes.
So you have such an interesting past that we can't talk about.
Well, yeah.
Like if the day ever comes where we can talk about it, people are going to be like, holy shit.
I know, right? But by then, it's not going to be interesting.
Well, no.
Because it involves all these people that right now you're going, who? So in, you know, 5 or 10 years, you're going to be like, huh? Yeah.
But I'll know. And knowing's half the battle. G.I. Yeah. Joe. No?
No.
Oh. Mm-mm. fine be that way.
Yes.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
And this is John.
Have a good week.
And as Phil Dunphy once said, always keep the rhythm in your feet and a little party in your shoulders.